Good morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This is Robert Woolsey stepping in for Peter Apathy, who had to get off to his job this morning to bring you the morning interview. This morning, it's with Greg Yoder, a hospice presenter from Tucson, Arizona, who's on the phone with us. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Robert.
Let's see. We'll try and bring Greg up again. Hang on. Okay, Greg, I think I have you now. Greg Yoder, you there?
I'm here. I'm with you.
Yeah, sorry. It's been a little morning of technical snafus, but NPR is playing a lot of its outtakes this morning, and it's only fitting that we have a few of our own. How are you this morning, Greg?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, Robert.
So you're going to be in Sitka next weekend for... what is shaping up to be a fairly big conference around bereavement and end-of-life care, correct?
That's correct, more particularly focused around end-of-life care.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You're down in Tucson, Arizona, and this has kind of evolved into becoming your main gig, going around and being keynote speaker and presenter at conferences like this, correct?
Well, it's more so that way these days, Robert. I've worked full-time in hospice care and since 1993, and somewhere around 10 years ago, after publishing a couple of books, I've been out on the road more, presenting conferences around the country on companioning the dying and end-of-life care, and it's always a joy and a pleasure to meet new people in new communities, and we've got a pretty exciting day planned on Saturday the 15th, I think.
And who are you targeting your message toward? Who should be coming to this conference?
This conference is targeted towards anyone, really, any volunteer, family member or professional, healthcare worker or hospice professional that may have an occasion to work with or care for people that are facing an end-of-life experience. And the day will be focused on talking about that important work, focused on understanding that population better so that we may more likely meet their needs. And
I think you're talking, unfortunately, about all of us at some point in our lives. And maybe I shouldn't be using the term unfortunate. I wonder if our approach and maybe what you bring to this conference is this idea that bereavement and end-of-life care shouldn't necessarily have to be something dreadful or unhappy.
Well, it's certainly that way with me. I find this work very inspiring. And what we want to do is assuage some of the fears and some of the misunderstandings about this really important work, and recognize that people that are facing an end-of-life experience, Robert, are just like you and I. They have the same needs and the same desire to be acknowledged and recognized and be independent as long as possible and involved in their own life and decision-making. So, and there's many things that we can do together, and we'll be covering some of those and ways that we can companion them more respectfully, and so you're right about that. We're all going to be facing that.
Yeah, I want to say that I think as a society we've had kind of a tendency to, I don't know, somehow build barriers around even chronic, chronic care of the ill and end of life care. It's kind of an unpleasant subject to contemplate, but breaking down those barriers, I think you can find a very positive space in there, I'm thinking.
Well, we are. There's no doubt that what you say is true. We're kind of a grief-avoiding, death-avoiding culture. And, of course, the technology and science of medicine is better and better every generation, and we stave off death as long as possible, but No, really. In the old days, it was an everyday part of people's lives, and we've made it very clinical today. So, you know, what we want to do, and hospice in particular, tries to restore a greater comfort level with our exposure to end-of-life care. And they do, of course, all over the world do a great job, and, you know, and deserve to be acknowledged and recognized for that, which is what we're going to be doing on this important conference coming up.
Greg, I had kind of an off-the-wall question for you, but I love talking with experts in all subject areas. It's kind of what we do here. But, you know, a young woman recently made headlines in Oregon for her decision to go there and end her life. She was suffering from terminal brain cancer, and she went there to take advantage of Oregon's death with dignity laws. And I wondered if you felt that death with dignity was possible, even in states where we didn't have those laws, even in states where you have to go on a schedule that you might not be able to control. Do you think the hospice care system can provide that dignified death?
Well, that's his goal, of course, is to try to facilitate an end-of-life experience that is as meaningful as possible for our patients. And what that means from person to person is unique, of course, and what we try to do is get to know them so that we can help facilitate an experience that where they can remain in integrity with their values, with their personality, with their style. And that's just really the way we can be most respectful to other human beings facing that. And, of course, we respect people's right to choose for themselves what that looks and sounds like. And our job is really to try to be compassionate, wise consultants and help them understand what their choices are and then support and validate them in those choices.
Greg, I had kind of a personal question for you about how you got into this line of work. I know that, you know, when we're children, we think about being astronauts or ballerinas or firemen. How exactly do you find yourself becoming somebody who supports people at the end of their lives?
Well, you know, 30 years ago, if you told me I was doing this, I would have just probably laughed at you, Robert. But, you know, inspiration for me came from a couple of things, some losses in my own life, and having met some very inspiring professionals who deal with loss, and realized that it's pretty inspiring to be a part of a process of healing. And I just wanted to do something professionally to contribute to the healing of, you know, our fellow citizens and healing of the world, really. And so I got back to graduate school in 1990, and I came out and went to work in the hospice, and I have never looked back since then. It's been so wonderful. People will say, isn't that depressing work? And at times you do walk with people through some pretty upsetting and some pretty dark territory, but the moments, the poignant moments of healing and understanding and growth and reconciliation with life and all those issues is just, it's really life-changing. And I'm certainly not the same person I was 20 years ago when I first started this work.
All right. That is a nice synopsis of one's path into a career, if I do say so. Thanks for sharing that. Greg, you've written a couple of books. I'm sure you'll probably be talking about those. It's great when somebody brings their own resource material to conferences like this. You're going to be presenting next Saturday, November 15th, here in Sitka at Harrigan Centennial Hall, 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The End of Life Care Conference actually kicks off Friday the 14th at 5:30 p.m., and there's an evening session until 9:30, and then Saturday, 8:30 to 6:30 p.m. The registration fee is $125. You can call Braveheart Volunteers at 747-4600 to register. Anyone who provides professional, personal, or pastoral support for dealing with loss is invited, and that, as Greg and I mentioned, that includes just about everybody. And it's the first big regional conference on this subject, and there are scholarships available. Greg Yoder is an author from Tucson, Arizona. He's been in hospice care for 21 years, providing bereavement care and spiritual care. Greg Yoder, thanks very much for coming out on the air this morning, and we'll see you next weekend.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rob, for letting me be your guest.
You bet. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.